Staying in the region, the UN is warning that food shortages are threatening a humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The area has been largely cut off from the outside world since fighting between members of the Palestinian Fatah and Hamas movements broke out earlier this month. Paul Anthem takes a closer look.
The UN is pressing Israel to ease restrictions and closures at its border crossings with the Gaza Strip. David Shearer is head of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in the occupied Palestinian territories. He said that although in the past days Israel has allowed some relief supplies, including food and medicines, to be brought in by truck, Gaza only has enough supplies of wheat flour to make bread for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
There's 1.4 million people in Gaza in an area about 20 miles long by about 6 or 7 miles wide, so it's quite a small area. And at the moment, all of the crossing points for moving things in and out of Gaza have been stopped for at least the past week.
The UN office has estimated that 450 tonnes of flour is required each day. Goods are currently only able to trickle through Kerem Shalom crossing, whose capacity is 15 trucks a day. The UN says it's vital to reopen Karni crossing, which can handle up to 200 vehicles a day. Israel wants to isolate Gaza's Hamas Islamists economically, diplomatically and militarily, while allowing funds and trade to flow to the Western-backed emergency government set up in the West Bank by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. A preacher at a large Gaza mosque yesterday said help was urgently needed as people were starving. With some two-thirds of families in Gaza already living below the poverty line, the need for urgent action is palpable. I'm Paul Anthem.